Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd. U.S. equities finished higher on Wednesday's session, with the Dow up about 0.3%, the S&P above 0.5%, and the Nasdaq nearly 1% up. Major economic sectors are broadly higher, with stocks largely extending Tuesday's rally. Notable outperformers include autos, trucking, apparel, growth software, semis, machinery, EVs, and home builders. That being said, energy remains a laggard amid oil's downward slide. Treasuries are stronger, with some curve flattening. The dollar index is down about 1%. Gold is up about 0.3%. Bitcoin futures up about 3%. WTI crude finished down about 3.7%. And back below $80 a barrel. Turning to the Fed, as expected, the FOMC's November meeting reflected focus on next steps. There was a general acknowledgement inflation risks remained skewed to the upside, while risks to the economic outlook are weighted to the downside. Officials noted early signs that the labor market is coming into better balance and inflation expectations remained well anchored. Additionally, they noted a high degree of uncertainty due to laggard effects of policy actions. In this climate, officials felt a slower pace of hikes would be better to allow them to assess progress in the fight against inflation, while several also argued over-tightening could raise economic risks. Nevertheless, some said the ultimate level of rates may be higher than first thought. In general, the minutes contain little surprising information, especially as recent Fed speak has maintained a tight focus on reducing hikes and a higher-for-longer approach to tamp down inflation. In terms of economic data, Wednesday marked a busy day on the U.S. calendar. November's flash manufacturing and services PMIs missed expectations, both contracting despite easing of inflationary pressures. The final Michigan consumer sentiment report for November improved from flash readings, with one-year inflation expectations lower and five-year expectations unchanged. Initial jobless claims came in worse than expected and highest since mid-August. New home sales were a positive surprise with upside data for October. October durable goods orders also came in ahead, with core capital goods orders and shipments beating expectations. Generally, earnings were a mixed to worse bag with nothing particularly new from a thematic perspective, including the latest cost-cutting and restructuring headlines. Turning to specific companies, Deere & Company finished up roughly 5% after Q4 earnings beat, and they posted above consensus guidance for next year with pricing and supply chain improvements as bright spots. Autodesk's Q3 results came in largely in line, though they lowered full-year guidance due to a deceleration in new business growth in Europe, weaker demand for multi-year upfront deals, and FX headwinds. HP's Q4 revenue and EPS reported slightly better, although their Q1 and full-year guidance is below consensus due to softening PC and print demand. Nordstrom beat, but there were some concerns about Q4 margin guidance given the promotional environment and product optimization, along with softer performance at the rack. Guess guided Q4 below consensus on FX headwinds and expectations for an increasingly competitive promotional environment. Turning to China, COVID trends remain negative, but measures to support the property market are being implemented as the State Council meeting looks to aid growth with a possible cut in their reserve ratio requirement. Looking ahead, there's no new economic data expected through the holiday. However, next week, a barrage of metrics will be reported, including the FHFA House Price Index, Consumer Confidence Report, API crude and wholesale inventories, GDP, the ADP Employment Report, initial jobless claims, and continuing jobless claims. That's it for FactSet's Evening Market Recap. Have a happy Thanksgiving.